Today in the news, the winner of the 2020 U.S. presidential election has just been announced. And he won by accident. You're listening to The News Show. Factual, unbiased, truthful, non-lying, fact-checked, research-focused, epiphany-inducing, totally non-making-things-up, fashionable, worldview-altering in search of the meaning of life and accurate source of information on the planet. Wow! Today's stories are huge! Bernie Sanders has just won the U.S. presidential election by accident! Everyone expected that either Donald Trump or Joe Biden would win. Especially Donald Trump, now that he's a Democrat, he appeals to a wider audience. But no, in fact, Bernie Sanders, who stopped campaigning way back in March, has won the presidential election. This is incredible. And you know what's more incredible? The fact that we have an exclusive interview with Bernie Sanders right now. So tell me, Senator Sanders, who did you expect to win the U.S. presidential election?
I thought it would be Trump. Trump is just Democrats plus Republicans.
So you definitely didn't expect to win this election. What do you make of your victory?
Well, it's a tough one. Though I have to say that Joe did an amazing job. Though, I'm glad I won, because I'd make a better president than Joe any day.
Interesting. So, who's your vice president going to be?
Well, I consider Lindsey Graham, but I'm not sure.
Interesting choice, Senator Sanders.
Well, I mean, he's a senator, and I guess all senators have to be qualified, so why not him? I mean, I did eeny, meeny, miny, mo, so.
That's an interesting way of choosing your vice president, Senator Sanders.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, Senator Sanders, thank you for your time and this.
Thank you.
This lovely interview. Hope to interview you again once you're the president. Stay tuned after the break for an exclusive interview with Lindsey Graham about his potential nomination as Vice President of the United States. That was a lovely break, everyone. Now let's welcome Lindsey Graham. I think he's also a senator. You're a senator, right?
What kind of idiot are you? Don't you remember what Bernie told you?
Excuse me?
Yeah, excuse you.
Well, anyway, do you accept his possible nomination?
Well, possibly. I'm not saying I am, but it's a possibility.
It's a possibility, you say? So what might prevent you from accepting the...
Well, it's the radical left, so you gotta be careful.
So, if you don't accept, who do you think might fill that role instead of you?
Well, I'm not saying she is, but I was kinda thinking Kamala Harris. Nasty woman.
You just called your fellow senator a nasty woman on record. How do you feel about that?
I feel proud of myself. Serves her right.
Wow, Senator Graham, that's a strong opinion. Speaking of opinions, what is your opinion on the reversal of climate change which has caused Florida to grow rather than shrink?
Well, I think that climate change has always been a sham, and that really Florida's getting bigger. So I think, well, that's only expanding U.S. territory, so that's fine.
I see. On your website, there's a photograph of you standing next to Donald Trump. How do you feel about his recent political shift from Republican to Democrat?
Well, you know, I think he's a jerk for doing it. A real jerk and a...
Wow. That's not very nice.
Well, serves him right for betraying our party.
I see. Well, Senator Graham, thank you for your time. I'm going to end this interview early before you say anything that might get you in trouble.
Oh, you know what would get this nation in trouble.
No, I don't need to know. Thank you for your time, and bye.
Oh.
That has been our interview with U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, which was cut short after he started insulting everyone. In other news, the Apple Chromebook sales have skyrocketed since its launch, and it has been incredibly successful of a product. This is Jacob Marley, a random man who we found on the street who happened to have purchased the Apple Chromebook and is extremely satisfied with his investment.
Oh, I'm more than satisfied. It is the highest quality product out there. And when I say out there, there are like 5 million companies trying to sell you a cheap computer. Well, this is the right investment.
And what do you feel about the limitations of Chrome OS? Do you think that that is limiting to the Apple Chromebook, or does that help it with its simplicity?
It helps it a lot. I just feel like it is... There's nothing wrong with it because the processor, everything is just so unlimited that if you don't put a limit like that on it, then it'll just be too complex for the human mind to even process and analyze and use.
That is an interesting opinion. Thank you, Mr. Marley, for your amazing interview.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. This has been The News Show, the world's most accurate, factual, reality-based, mind-boggling, crazy, super-realistic, fact-checked, and accurate source of information on the planet. And we'll be back next time once the stories break.
I'm not saying they'll break.
Hey, how did you get in here?